USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is currently behind closed doors on Capitol Hill as part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor expected to be talking with that panel about White House efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Taylor is the one who, in a series of text messages with other administration officials, said he thought it was, quote, crazy to withhold military aid from Ukraine for help in a political campaign. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering after taking another tumble. The 95-year-old hospitalized after suffering a minor pelvic fracture, Carter's second fall this month. The first one, just over a week ago, resulted in him needing over one dozen stitches over his eye. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is to testify before Congress today in the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor will speak in a closed-door hearing about White House efforts to allegedly pressure Ukraine into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump talking impeachment yesterday.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House,
the only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is moving towards taking DNA samples from detained migrants at the border, the Justice Department giving notice of a proposed rule that restores authority given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. It directs the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule will be published later today and be open to public comment for 20 days. Three adults are facing charges after three children were found living in deplorable conditions at a home in Florida. Police in Edgewater were carrying out a welfare check on the kids on Sunday when they say they found at least 245 animals housed on the property. They say there was a dead guinea pig in a cage, rotting food along with animal waste throughout the home. The three have been charged with child abuse and dozens of counts of animal cruelty. Among the animals on the property, a hedgehog, sugar gliders, and several rats, which were apparently being kept as pets. And Amazon is trying to fight against fake videos online known as deep fakes. The company's working with Facebook in the Deep Fake Detection Challenge, offering $1 million to help teams spot deep fakes. You won't find any deep fakes on our site. Look for us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.